It's time for Let's Chat with Rustech, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs just like you. When starting out, entrepreneurs often feel they need to go it alone, and I'm here to tell you that's just not the case. Entrepreneurs have a lot of questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Nick Russell, and this is Let's Chat with Rustech. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Chat with Rustech. My name is Nick Russell. Today, I want to talk about how we can save you a ton of time while you're creating content. But before I get to that, that brings me back to when I first originally started on social media. Now, we won't talk about the first platform I was on, and that being LiveJournal, because that'll show you how old I actually am. But when I actually first used social media to kind of market and promote different things was way back in 2010. Now, as some of you may know, when I used to work at a company called The Beer Store, the Beer Store and its union, the UFCW, used to host an event every year on the May long weekend, or well, the American May long weekend, the weekend after ours. So that's actually coming up in a couple weeks for the Beer Store now. But that's when I really started to use social media to market something. Now, when the Returns for Leukemia first started out, it was something very, very small. And we didn't really do anything. I did my part at my store because my manager kind of encouraged me to be a quote-unquote team captain, kind of running the efforts at our store. And I had other friends doing the same thing at their stores. In the beginning, we started to compete and try to see who could raise the most money. So what I did was I reached out to a friend of mine that actually worked in radio. And at first I helped, he helped me get the radio roadie team. Now, this one was AM 800, so it was the A team, and they had their promotion, so they did a couple spots on the radio. Well, from there I got on the radio and did a few interviews leading up to the ball drive with them, and then when this friend moved to TV, I had contacts in radio as well now with him on our local TV station, and I used those resources to get both on TV and on radio to promote the event. Well, that was really cool, but I wanted something more. I wanted something different. So back then I started a Twitter account for the Returns to Leukemia Bottle Drive. And then starting to use that a little bit, it was very consistent. I had really no strategy behind it. I just promoted as things came up. The following year, I did a Facebook page and then an Instagram account when Instagram first came out. But again, never had an overarching strategy. There was no structure to it. It was not consistent. And then even worse, we only used it leading up to the bottle drive. Once the bottle drive was finished and we went to the gala, saw the totals, then those accounts died until the next, maybe April-ish, as we started leading up to the event. Now, fast forward to recent, now I understand the concept, I understand the history of all the platforms, how they work, and how we could use that to better market to our audience. Now, the cool thing is, once you start creating strategy, getting a structure, and more importantly, know the goal of what you want to do with social media. So if you have a goal in what you're doing with Facebook, a goal with your TikToks, a goal with Instagram, once you have that, you can create that strategy. Now, creating that strategy, like we said before, you want to use two main keys. You want to use the 20-80 rule, where you're providing at least 80% more value and only promoting 20% of the time. Then you want to use the three E's. You want to engage with your audience. You want to be entertaining, and you want to educate them. Those are huge. Now, when it comes to, when it came to using Twitter, we use that as an example, I would only tweet on the fly. If something came up or something came in mind, oh, I should tweet that out. Oh, I should post about this. And it was just all over the board, not consistent at all. So now I see how inconsistent and how horrible that actually was and why it didn't really work that well back then. Now what you want to do, and something that I've learned, is you want to create content ahead of time. You want to batch your content. So no matter what your strategy is, create all of your content ahead of time. It could be a week ahead of time. It could be 2 weeks, a month. I've even seen people do it a year ahead of time. Let's just go for example and say you're creating a month's worth of content. You're sitting down, you're creating that whole month's worth of content. And then from there, you can schedule that out. Now, there's a number of different ways you can do that, number of different tools. There's Hootsuite, there's actually Facebook. Creator Studio does Facebook and Instagram. You use a platform called TweetDeck for Twitter. Now, one of the ones that I use, well, the one I'm currently using, actually has all of the platforms. So LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, even Pinterest, TikTok, it literally has all the platforms. What you can do is you can create all of that content, schedule that out, and you have a calendar right in front of you. You can see it all. Now, the cool thing about Loomly, the program that I use, for Instagram, you're able to create, use the hashtags in the first comment instead of making your post look very bulky. The other really cool thing is you can schedule your stories out. Now, Instagram doesn't allow straight publishing with their stories or straight scheduling with their stories, but you can schedule it out, have the notification come to you, say, today at 1 o'clock, I have a story scheduled out. That notification will come to me. I could open that up, open it in the Instagram app, and then just hit send, and it posts that story. So that's really cool. But the whole point of that is actually scheduling all that content out. Now, the most important part, though, if you're scheduling out, social media is what? Social media is about being social. It's all about being social. So if you're creating all that content, you have that out for the month, don't forget about it. Get back and engage with your audience. Continue to work with your audience. Provide value in Facebook groups. Engage in the comments. And if you're posting something at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, get on, say, Instagram at about 12:30. Start engaging with your Dream 100. Start commenting, providing value on their posts. And Facebook, get into Facebook groups, get into Facebook pages, start commenting and engaging before your post go up. So now, as you're coming and engaging, people are seeing you more and more, and then your post goes out and they're more likely to see it like that. So the more you can bulk together, the more content you can batch create, the easier it's going to get and the more you can get done. Because if you're struggling to get something out on the fly, you're going to get bogged down with the lack of ideas and when and how to post. Now, that's the other really cool thing. One of the biggest issues a lot of creators have is they get writer's block. They just don't know what to post on a consistent basis. Now, the cool thing is, I've actually come up with a little tool, a little resource that has 30 days worth of content already done up, ready for you to post. All you have to do is kind of tweak it, add your own spin on it, create your own images for it. But the concept and the idea for 30 days worth of content is already there, done for you. So you could have that posted up on the wall, on a clipboard. You can have that taped to your monitor, doesn't matter. You can have it saved on your desktop, on your computer, so you can prop it up and easily create the next 30 days for the content, have that scheduled out. And that's one last big task that you have to worry about every single day. It gives you all that much more time now to focus on your business. And I'll talk about how you can get that for free in the link in the next clip. but I've done all the work for you and you have all that for free. So remember, social media is all about being social, but you can create all that content and schedule it all out. So hopefully you got enough out of this podcast. Hopefully there's some value there for you. Hopefully it gets you thinking and how you can plan your days, your weeks, your month ahead. So you can create all that content. Come up with that plan and strategy using the 80-20 rule and the 3 E's. And then focus on your business once that's all scheduled up. So that's all we have for you today. Hopefully you enjoyed the podcast and I can't wait to chat with you again next week. Hold up one quick second. I have something for you that's absolutely free and it's going to change your life. Now, when I first started creating content, I struggled quite often. I had writer's block and it wasn't easy coming up with consistent content. Now, that's something I don't want you to have to go through. I've already been there, done that, learned from my mistakes. And everything that I've learned, I want to hand off to you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you one of the resources I created that has 30 days worth of content absolutely free. All you have to do is take that, tweak it to your own branding, and start creating that content in no time at all. All you have to do is head to info.rustechmedia.com/social media bundle, and it's all yours. 30 days of content, absolutely free. Again, head to info.rustechmedia.com/social media bundle, and 30 days of content is all yours. Hopefully you enjoyed this podcast, and I can't wait to chat with you again next week.